This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to the Breakfast Awards Show, hosted by Sam and Duncan.
Yes, we move on to a very special award. The MVP of Hopeland Award is given to people who really go above and beyond to help out the Hopeland community with their acts of service.
And there has been so many nominations. I mean, my mind immediately goes to Daniel from Tregear, the minor premier of the leaderboard.
He was fantastic. Yeah. But then we've also got to nominate this wonderful caller, Clara in Maryland. Do you make your own homemade Christmas gifts? Clara in Maryland, good morning.
Good morning.
Clara, what is it that you are making for Christmas?
Things like I planted succulents a long time ago and I've got some bowls from the salvos and I'm going to be making all my work friends my own planted succulents and decorating them and putting a little sign on there with a personalised message on my succulent.
Love it.
And then I've got, for the family, I've been doing diamond art paintings. So, you know, you just pick them up for like $5 at the cheap shop.
Yeah.
You just have to sit there for hours and hours and do them. But I just do them while I listen to sermons online at night.
Wow.
I make lots of earrings. So Christmas earrings for work friends. Just got old baubles. We cleaned out my grandma's place and just picked up little old mini baubles.
Yeah.
And just added some like nice tinsel around the rims and put little earring hooks on them. So just think, and I do lots of quilling. So I've turned quilling into earrings as well.
Stop.
So
Clara, do you work for Kmart?
No, but I love it because I'm always on a budget. I'm a single mum and I'm always on a budget.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like God gifted me with creativity and I feel like I can make stuff.
Yes, that was Clara, who we had to unfortunately cut off because she was so excited about Christmas, she just kept talking.
Well, Clara's discovered 36 hours in a day. She's incredible.
It's great. Okay, so Clara's got a nomination. Another nomination goes to Vanessa, who called in with some tips on glasses-wearing folk. Vanessa in Cherrybrook, you've answered the call of the conch this morning.
Oh, Sam and Duncan, it's really easy. You know the bend and snap. It's not the bend and snap. It's called the pinch and pull. So you've got to pinch it around your nose and then pull down under your chin. And that sort of like pushes the air down and not up and fogging the glasses. Otherwise, you need windscreen wipers,
right?
Exactly like your other people have said.
So you're creating a vent that's blowing the hot air down your neck and into your shirt.
You've got it, baby. So say it, pinch and pull. Say it. Pinch and pull.
Pinch and pull.
But, okay, so we've got Daniel from Tregear, Clara in Maryland's, and Vanessa with the pinch and pull advice for spectacle wearers. But the winner of the Hopeland MVP award in 2020 goes to the lizard fish.
It's been an unbelievable year. Let me just take you through it. 22 points on the Masters of the Universe leaderboard, which was one more than you, Sammy.
Yeah, so let's share some facts about the lizard fish.
They have mouths full of sharp teeth and even on their tongue.
Yeah, that's not a joke. That's true. Did you know that the larvae of lizard fish are free swimming? They are distinguished by the presence of black blotches in their guts, clearly visible through their transparent scaleless skin.
Lizard fishes can be found in freshwater, brackish water, and seawater.
That's right. And they are the MVP of Hopeland for 2020. So congratulations to the lizard fish.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.